The church in the United States begins National Vocation Awareness Week this week. It's the week we set apart every year to highlight in a specific and intentional way vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life. But before we do that, we first have to rewind a little bit. We have to rewind back to our baptisms. For it is at our baptism that we are made sons and daughters of God and brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. And through that baptism, each of us is called to holiness. Each of us is called in our own particular way of life to live out this call, to live out our call to live our lives for God. That's what All Saints Day was about last week. On Wednesday of last week, when we celebrated all the holy men and women of every time and place who have answered that call and have fulfilled their life's mission and are with God in heaven. But this universal call to holiness is not just for those who are already saints. It's for us right now. It's for us to live every day. If you've ever been to the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, on the rear wall of the upper church, there's a depiction of this call to holiness carved out of stone. And it depicts the Holy Spirit and the Blessed Mother in the center of the relief, and all sorts of people moving towards the center, symbolically moving towards God. And when we look at it, we see people that we recognize as being especially holy, like John Paul II and Mother Teresa. But there are also people there that we don't recognize, people of every ethnic group and every walk of life, young and old and in between. And they're symbolically moving towards God, which is this universal call to holiness. I was a college student at Catholic University when that relief was put on the wall. And I was also there at the Mass where the relief was dedicated. And I remember that being an introduction for me to this theme, this universal call to holiness. I had never heard of it. I was 18 years old and had gone to church every Sunday of my life and been in religious education and never heard of it. The universal call to holiness is a teaching of the Second Vatican Council, a teaching that I think has really yet to be totally received by the entire church. Lumen Gentium, one of the documents of the council, says that all of Christ's faithful, whatever their rank, are called to the fullness of Christian life and the perfection of charity. We heard in today's second reading St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, where he speaks about his toil to give them the gospel, his toil without ceasing, because he knew that everyone needed to hear it. Everyone was being called by God, and he wanted them to respond. This foundation of holiness is the foundation of our life's call. And once we are aware of this goal of holiness, then we realize that each of us has been given two particular vocations in our lives. The first is our state in life. It's what we call our vocation. Whether we are a married person, a single person who has dedicated their lives to God, or a priest or a religious. Living in this state, this is how we live. God has called us to live, and we will find happiness and fulfillment in this life. The second particular call is our occupation. It's what we do. This is the area of our lives that's open to our personal interests, our talents, our experiences, etc. Our occupation is not always synonymous with our vocation. So, for example, most of us, when we think of priests, think of pastors in parishes. But there are all sorts of different priests who do different things. Teachers, chaplains, those who work in administration. The vocation is to the priesthood, the occupation varies. And that's not to say that our occupations don't have something to do with our vocations. Our occupations can very much be a calling from God as well. If you took me and put me in a kindergarten classroom for a week, by Friday, I'd be in Shepherd Pratt. I just couldn't do it. It's not part of my occupation, but it's also not a calling that I have. So our vocation and our occupation are particular calls within the universal call to holiness. This week, this National Vocation Awareness Week, is about reminding everyone that God calls to each of the states of vocation, to married life, to single life dedicated to God, and to the priesthood or religious life. And that we will be happy in our lives when we are living in the state that God has called us to live in. And this week, we also want to help our young people, our children and our grandchildren, to understand this part of their lives, that God is calling them. And if they respond, they will be happy. I also recognize the irony of today's gospel. On this National Vocation Awareness Week, the Lord Jesus says in the gospel, "Call no one on earth your father." To understand why the Lord says this, we have to understand the context of the gospel. In this particular situation, the Lord is speaking about the scribes and the Pharisees, and he is deliberately exaggerating to make his point. We call that a hyperbole. Certainly, in various places, Jesus calls God his father. Jesus recognizes the relationship of biology. He certainly wouldn't want us to not acknowledge our biological fathers. And often, very often, St. Paul refers to his spiritual children and that he is their father. So St. Paul is not contradicting what the Lord is saying. This section is really about humility. Jesus is saying, don't be like the scribes and the Pharisees, all puffed up and pompous. Humility is a necessary component to every Christian vocation. For those of you who are married, husbands and wives, you both have to be humble and sometimes put aside your own needs for the sake of your spouse or the sake of your family. We who are priests or members of religious life have to remember that we don't live in a privileged caste, but that we are meant to humbly serve God and his people. Even single people need humility sometimes to realize that God's will might be calling them in a particular and a special way. Humility is a constituent part of every Christian life, of every Christian vocation. My friends, let us remember today that all of us are called to be holy and to reflect more and more each day the life of Christ that is inside of us because of our baptisms. Remember that God has a plan in mind for each of us, the way that we will find fulfillment and happiness in this life, and then perfection in heaven. And during this Vocation Awareness Week, perhaps we could think of someone in our lives and pray for them in a particular way, that their hearts might be open to God's call in their lives, and that they might respond with humility.